Excellent. Hey, one quick announcement. Today is the last day to sign up for Women's Night Out. So, if you've ever felt like that in your life, you're going to want to be there Friday night. So sign up online. Today is your last day. Would love to have you. Hey, I am excited because this morning we have the opportunity to hear from Tani Prokopal, who is the pre-health professional advisor, which means she meets with a lot of you who are thinking about going into the health profession. And I found out that she told me that she had 250 appointments last semester alone, right, Tani? Is that right? About 250 students.
Just a little bit under that.
So she knows some of you. And the other thing about Tani is that though this is her first year at Hope on faculty, staff, she was a student here. And she was telling us, yes, Hope alum, that's going to be you. It was funny because she was telling us, but you told us that when you were here in chapel, who are the only people that came to chapel?
Those of us taking organic chem exam.
Yeah, she said they would come for prayer before their organic chemistry exams. And that's who would be here. So it is great to have. Come over here, Tani. I would say a prayer, and then we're going to hear what the Lord has to say to us this morning. God, we are thankful for the gift of community and how you weave people in and out and back again into this community. Thank you for Professor P and what she has to share with us this morning. May you come and speak through her and open our ears and our minds and our hearts to hear what you have to say to us. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please give a warm welcome to Tani.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. I'm glad to see everyone revved up. So I want to hear from everybody. I'm going to say this once. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay. This is great. So Kate asked me to come speak, and I think Kate has a great skill. She can talk you into just about anything. When I was like, no, really, I am not the person to come speak. But she asked me to do it, and I said I would. It's great to see all of you. I recognize many of your faces. Don't ask me to recall your name right now. So here's what I want to give to you as a message. I thought about this for a while, and I'll tell you something that I do every day for me. Every morning when I get up, I think of the Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And here's why I say it, and I tweak it actually. I tweak it to say this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And the reason I do that is because it reminds me of two things. One, who's really got control, and two, the choice I have to make every day. And how did I come to this? Well, one, I'm kind of a simple person. I like tactile things. I'm a linear person, et cetera. But it's because it's so easy in my life, and I'm going to guess yours, when you get into life, in your case is classes, in my case, making a major move. This past year has been a huge change for my family and I. Like you, we moved. So for many of you, you move each year. For some of you, the freshmen, this was your first time that you were coming here, perhaps. For me, it was coming back here after 20 years, and I'm a very different person than I was when I was sitting in your place. I kind of, in general, I'm happy about that. But here's why, because what I learned is when I was in your place, I loved being a student, I loved learning, and life, in many ways, as crazy as this may sound to you, was within my control. I could study and do well, except for that organic exam. I could do certain things, and certain things would happen for me. But the part where it got harder was when life wasn't linear anymore. And at that time, probably unlike you, I didn't understand my faith the way I do now. And I understood God was there for me in the good times, but I didn't necessarily personally count on God in the bad times. Because I kind of figured, God's got busy, God's got other things to do, and I should be able to figure this out. And in a 16-year career at the University of Michigan, I did a lot of great stuff. I worked on big NIH grants for $35 million requests. Organizing 400 faculty to write a proposal. If you think it's hard to find your faculty member for an office appointment or to even get an appointment with me, try organizing 400 faculty. I did things like work on big projects and help students get admitted to medical school and public health school, and I've done other things, and I was like, oh, this is also solvable. And then there are times that I've had in my life where it wasn't solvable, and it was hard. Times where things were stressful. I was waiting for applications, waiting to see if I got an interview, waiting to see what the grade might be, in this case, performance evaluations, waiting to see if I got the promotion, kind of equivalent to what going on to the next stage is. And sometimes I would think, ooh, I can do this. This is all solvable. Because that, I think, was my greatest strength and my greatest weakness, is that I was smart, I went to college, I went here, I went on to the University of Michigan, and believe me, that was my life's goal that time. But then I realized, wow, I hit some parts of life that were hard. Maybe not so much as a student, but later. And there are some times where it isn't always solvable. And maybe even today, some of you are struggling with some unsolvable things that you're going to have to wait for. Some that I can give an example, students who I know are waiting to hear from graduate schools, when it's not in your control. And that's really important to know your place. And when I realized, in my late 20s, probably early 30s, that most of life wasn't in my control, that was really hard, that was humbling. Because I thought I could, in fact, do a lot of things on my own. And I was capable of it. My parents raised me well, I did all the right things. But life has its own way. And I love these songs because at that time, that's when I really more appreciated my faith and understanding what it is to be, have Christ as my rock, to have that faith to rely on, and a world that may not always do it that way. And in fact, the stronger I relied on that and understood that, the easier it was for me then to get through the daily things. Coming back to when we moved here. So when I left Hope in 1992, right after graduation, boom, I went to Ann Arbor, and it was pretty easy. I had maybe a car full of things. My dad took me. Coming back to Holland almost 20 years later with a husband, a kid, and all of those toys ranging from simple Legos to complicated TV sets, woo-hoo, wow. And I can see why moving is one of life's most stressful events. And many of you do this every year when you're moving to a different cottage. And so that's when I started to, in my life, begin to do the simple things. As simple as waking up and saying, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will be happy in it. Even if I'm not happy, even if I'm not a morning person, most of you know I'm not a morning person, there's nothing about me that does morning, but I at least will try to remind myself that I can make that choice. And so let me close with this and this thought, and it's something very deeply impersonal to me. Along the way in my life, I met my husband, who is just the most awesome person on the face of the earth, and I guess that's probably something I should say since I am married to the man. Always useful to think highly of your spouse. But the reason I do isn't just because I'm in love with him, which is a very human emotion. It's because he taught me something about everyday peace in your life. And that is because of something that had happened sadly and tragically in his life. He took his seriousness of recovery every day. And he introduced me to a new world of thinking and being that has been an immense relief for me. And so although I understand and have read the Christian Bible, what I love about the simplicity of understanding what certain verses mean and using them to help you think maybe just a little bit differently, a little bit more positively. That's what I think the gift of the Bible is, and that's how I have interpreted it for me, so that I can handle some of those hard things. And if you're wondering, well, what is she talking about? What in life is hard? All of life is hard. It's not always easy. It's not meant to be. If you think life is fair, I've got news for you. If it's easy, not always. But it can be a blessing, it's a great teacher, and we have a resource in the faith that we believe in the Bible, and believing in Christ that helps us during that time. And that's what I have come away with after a long struggle of figuring out what does this mean. Sure, you know, when I was 10, my auntie had me saved for fear that, you know, my parents weren't doing a good job, and that's good. But now, as a much older person, I realize this is what it has and means to me every day in the simplest ways. So I know many of you have a lot going on. This isn't always an easy place when you have exams and other things, but there are some things you can do for yourself in simple phrases and mantras and the words that God taught us. So I'm not going to babble for the sake of babbling, but I will say this. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you.